Donna wiped her forehead with a shaky hand and stepped back to get a wider view of her work in progress. She hadn't meant to start this painting. Hadn't intended to capture this woman's pain, but maybe it was easier to put the pain on Carol's face than on her own. Michael's wife glared at her from the canvas, mouth stretched wide, throat straining, her skin mottled with blues and whites and blacks. The brush strokes were wide and wild enough that even Michael wouldn't recognize this twisted face. But Donna knew who it was, and it was vibrant and bitter enough that she might even be able to sell it for a decent amount. Her work had gotten tamer in recent years, the anger from her earlier life squeezed out to a trickle, but this was alive and real. If only she had contacts here. Perhaps she could start making the rounds, meeting dealers, but then she had a better idea. She still knew artists in San Francisco. One of her young street friends had even grown up to own a successful gallery near Union Square. He'd always been a hustler, so she wasn't surprised. When her phone rang, she picked it up idly, still staring at her work.
"Have you been calling my house?"
Michael demanded when she said hello. "What? Why would I?"
"For the same reason you talked to my wife yesterday."
Donna waved a hand even though he couldn't see it. "She's not my enemy, Michael. You are. You asked for one more chance, and I'm giving it to you." He sighed into the phone, and she heard a soft shush, as if he were rubbing a hand over his face.
"I'm sorry. Carol says someone called the house 3 times today and hung up."
"Probably just Kit. It wasn't me. Are you coming over tonight?"
"I have to drive out to my mother's."
"Your mother's? I thought she lived here in Sacramento."
"She's a ways out of town. I told you I grew up on a ranch."
Donna laughed. "Right. For some reason, I can't picture you on a horse."
"Shows what you know,"
he said, a smile in his voice.
"My sister and I could ride before we could walk."
"I'd honestly pay a lot of money to see that. I bet you look cute as hell as a cowboy."
"You will see it," he promised.
She let herself smile for one wistful moment, hoping it was true.